Hello again. It's January 21st, 2005, and I'm here today with two of Joe's sisters, Maureen McGillicuddy and Patty Sumner.
Yes, sir.
We are here at Maureen's home in Yonkers, New York. Thank you for inviting me, Maureen.
You're welcome.
And hello, Patty.
Hi.
Nora was not in town when we did the interview with Maureen and Patty, so she'll be listening to the interview and adding any stories that come to her. We'll go through them, and she'll add what she can, because I'm sure she has her own stories about Joseph. Today is August the 27th, 2005. I'm here with Nora Coco, Joseph's other sister. I believe you're in between Maureen and Patty, age-wise. Hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. You live in?
Rochester, New York.
Joe was the youngest in the family. Who's next?
Patty.
I was next.
And then Nora?
Nora.
And then Maureen.
Maureen.
About how old were you when he was born?
I was 8 years old.
I was about three, I think. I was born in 1951.
51. He was born in 55, so four.
You were about four.
4 years old. Okay.
You had just turned four.
What was it like being a family of girls, and then a little brother arrives? Did any of the three of you treat him like a baby doll, a present for yourselves, or was he a strange intruder that came into your home? Do you remember when he arrived?
I probably am the one that would remember it the most, because I was the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the fact that after three girls, the Messiah came. And like in the Irish family, the boys were the ones. The girls, well, we were kind of like chopped liver. But we were all very happy that we had a brother. And I was the only one in school at that point. And I was the teacher that I had, who was not very personable, but that day made me feel very, very proud that I was the new big sister to the little brother. So she let me do the different things in the classroom, and I did bring in some treats. Not like, we didn't give out cigars, but we did, a friend of ours, Edna Kamika, who was, you know, she kind of minded us while Mom was in the hospital. And I brought in some special treats to the class because now I had a little brother. And that's my best.
Sure, that must have been exciting.
Memories, right?
Did you get to roll him around in a stroller or feed him a bottle?
Oh yes,
things like
it
that?
Was he was a new toy.
Yeah,
he was a real live baby doll.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Right, just like a real live baby doll.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Feeding
him. Feeding
him. Having cute pictures with him. And there was one time I was just talking to my sister Nora about, I was the snitch. Nora went into the crib and picked him up and took him out of the crib. She wanted to play with a real life person, so I was the snitch that day.
That's right, you told. Yeah, she told on her. I forgot about that.
Someone went to Mommy and said, Nora's in the crib.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
Because that was hands off. I mean, none of us could really pick him up.
Sure.
Right? He was just a fragile little baby.
Nora.
When I was a little one, I always wanted a dog. I always wanted a pet. And I would bug my mother for this pet. And I would ask for a dog all the time. And in a three-room apartment, there wasn't much room, with three kids and two adults and a dog. But of course, I insisted that I wanted this pet. And my mom one day said, what would you think of a baby instead of a dog? And I said, huh. And I think my mother was very glad that I said a baby, because that was when Mom knew that she was carrying Joseph. So we used to go down to my grandma, grandpa, my nana and papa, and we'd have dinner on Sunday afternoon on at 129 Sherman Avenue, also in Inwood. And we would go there, and the conversation came around to talking about how Nora always wants a dog or a pet. And I made the announcement to my grandmother that day that I wasn't going to be getting a dog now, that Mom promised me a baby instead. And at that point, Nanny looked at my mother with like a shocked look on her face.
I think she didn't know at the time.
No, she didn't. And that was how Nanny and Papa Levy found out about Joseph's coming.
And the surprise package about to arrive.
Exactly. And they were really stupefied, and I made the announcement. But little did I know how everything else would, you know, fall into place. But then Joseph was born then in November of 1955. And my earliest memory was when Mom and Dad brought him home from the hospital. And I remember in our bedroom, we had the chest of drawers set up for Joseph and a little dressing table that my mom could use to change him. And I remember the chest of drawer having all these little toys on it. And I remember the smell, the talcum powder and the baby oil. It was very baby smelling, and it was very exciting.
New environment.
Yeah, and it was exciting to us, and we knew something special was going to happen. And sure enough, the day that they brought him home from the hospital, I remember he came home in a very pretty blue sweater with white trim, and he had his hat and his sweater, and this hat and sweater were knitted by our friend Edna Kamika, as Maureen had already mentioned Edna's name. Edna was a neighbor that lived down the hall in 2G, and her husband's name was Charlie, and they had a daughter named Melody. Melody was about a year younger than Patty. So we were all there in the bedroom when Mom brought Joseph in and was going to change him for the first time. And so, of course, my mom was very much used to girls, and she wasn't really anticipatory. And when it came time to changing Joseph's diaper for the first time in our apartment 2B, there was a sudden spray. And our friend Melody had to leave the room because she just didn't know. She just couldn't understand what just happened.
Little fountain effect.
Exactly. And I will never forget that. We really laughed. We thought that was quite funny. So, but that was my first memory of Joseph coming into our life. And I got my pet brother.
Cute.
There was this one day, and Joseph was in the crib, and Mom was visiting with a neighbor down the hall, and Joseph was fussing, and then he started to really wail. So I tried to console him by putting down the side of the crib and just kind of consoling him, rubbing his back, and it wasn't doing any good. So then I decided, well, I should pick him up, because that's what Mommy does. Mommy picks Joseph up, and Joseph stops crying. So Patty was in the bedroom with me, and she kept saying, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't put the side of the crib down. Well, the side of the crib was down. And then I said, well, I'll pick him up. And no, you shouldn't pick him up. So then I decided, well, the next best thing would be to get into the crib and then pick him up.
Makes sense.
So that's what I did.
Safe.
I got into the crib and I picked him up. And Patty was yelling the whole time that she was going to tell Mommy and that I was going to get in trouble and da da da. And I did. I did get in trouble. But.
And you're trying to be a Florence Nightingale coming to the aid of your brother.
I was.
All you got is a hard time about it.
Yes, I did. But I think he stopped crying, as I recall. So
Did you ever do it again?
I never picked him up again. No, I learned my lesson. Yes.
Maureen, you grew up in Inwood?
Yes.
That's at the tip of Manhattan?
The tip of Manhattan Island, yes.
Describe your surroundings when you were a child. What's your earliest memory you have being there?
Well, we lived in an apartment building, mm-hmm. a walk-up, which that whole area was. There were no houses, you know, no private homes. It was all walk-up apartments. Mm-hmm. And my mom and dad moved in that apartment when I was 6 months old. So now I'm 8 years, so they were there for almost 8 years in that apartment and were there until 1993 when mom and dad moved to Yonkers.